attention instead to network management. You're one of the leading lights in SNMP, and you recently, with three of your colleagues, authored SNMP version 2. Now, that was not without some controversy. In fact, one of your critics described SNMP as a, quote, a dog with fleas, and expressed the hope that it would be a dead dog with fleas. Do we really need a second version, or don't we have good enough network management software today?
Well, I guess there are really a couple issues there. Let's have a little bit of historical context, and then I'll kind of get to your question. SNMP version 1 was developed basically in 1987 and came out of some work that was done by four engineers, one of which was a vendor, and three of which had kind of like operational, network management operational responsibilities. And so it was a kind of a very focused, the original technology was a very focused on primarily monitoring gateways. And it became clear that we needed to evolve network management into not only monitoring but control, and not only gateways but all kinds of devices. And so SNMP version 1 was kind of like the evolution from this original technology done by this four engineers, where they had a very, you know, crisp focus on what they wanted to do, to kind of like trying to solve or provide a basis for a solution to a larger problem. Now, SNMP has a number of really good things going for it. However, you know, as you implement things and see other people implement them and manage real networks and, you know, just gain experience, you know, you find things that you could have done better. You know, when the same questions keep coming up or the same request for features enhancements coming up, you begin to think maybe we shouldn't have left that out of the original spec. And so, you know, 4 years after V1 was standardized, there was a call for proposals from the IESG saying we'd like to evolve SNMP. And the way we're going to do this is we're going to ask interested parties to submit proposals which meet the following list of criteria. And there were, about half a dozen criteria, you know, of which, you know, two of the most important were is you had to spend a lot of time worrying about coexistence with the installed base because network management and the Internet is a 7x24 pervasive thing. And, you know, also that, you know, you couldn't offer a proprietary solution. It was something that was going to ultimately be standardized by a working group of the IETF. This call came out in March of 1992. Now, several months went by, and finally one proposal was put forth by myself, Jeff Case, Keith McLaughlin, and Steve Waldbusser. And this was called SMP, or the Simple Management Protocol, and basically this was our proposal. There was a meeting held at the July 1992 IETF plenary, which about 200 people showed up. We explained what our proposal was, and there was near unanimous, and I'm not exaggerating here, virtually everyone in the room at the end of that meeting decided that they wanted to go forward with SNMP V2. They wanted V2 to be the work on SNMP security plus this proposal, and that they wanted, you know, a working group formed, and they wanted this thing taken care of by year's end. Because the critical thing is we do not want to get ourselves involved in more than one transition. You know, not a transition from V1 to security and then security to V2, or V1 to SMP and then SMP to something else. One transition, V1 to V2. So a working group is formed, and comments were solicited. Now, in between the time that, you know, there's this meeting in July and the working group formation, the area director, you know, encouraged anyone with proposals, you know, to put them forth so they could also be considered. Well, 3 months goes by, no other proposals show up.
Is that enough time to put a proposal together?
Well, you know, the original call came out in March. Now, one would imagine that if someone really cared about this, one could put a proposal together in a 6-month period. So basically going from March to September. The fact that there weren't any proposals tells me either A, people thought that the existing proposal was good enough, B, they didn't care about it, or C, they just didn't want to do the work. And, you know, I guess that the only kind of people I would complain about are the ones who fall into C, where, you know, they don't want to do the work to put the proposal together. So the working group meets, and, you know, there are a lot of discussion, and, you know, I'll tell you quite frankly, the quality of the documents has improved as a result of the working group examining and revising the documents. The problem, of course, is that for every real good improvement we had, you know, there were many suggestions and arguments about things which basically we're either technically out of scope of the SNMPV2 charter, or unfortunately, we're kind of like issues which really hadn't been thought out all that well. And, you know, this is an area where I kind of get a black eye because, you know, I am famous for my lack of tolerance of nonsense. And what I mean by that is that, you know, people asking questions I can deal with. When someone brings up an issue which had been discussed and handily dismissed in the past, they'd better have some new points when they bring up that issue, because I really do not like rehashing the same arguments over and over again. It's kind of like if you're standing on the deck of the Titanic and you see the iceberg, you have two choices. You jump off the port side of the ship or the starboard side of the ship. You don't stand there in the middle of the bow plane deciding which foot you want to lead off with when you jump. It's time to jump. And once you've jumped, you can't say, oh, no, I'm jumping in the wrong direction. You have to go overboard. And so, you know, it's when an issue has been thoroughly discussed, as several of these had in the past, to have them be brought up again in the course of this without any new facts being brought to light, you know, just absolutely infuriates me. And so I tend to lose my temper and let people know what I think of them, and that makes Marshall the ogre of the Internet, you know, for which all I can say is well, you know what causes me to be an ogre. Perhaps you should try not to exhibit that behavior, which basically causes that kind of a result.
But isn't that the job of a working group, to make sure these issues are properly hashed out?
Well, you know, you'd think that, wouldn't you? But, you know, on the other hand, how many times do you have to hash out the same issue? I don't have any problems with someone saying, we've discussed topic A in the past, and there have been arguments in both directions, but here is something new which we haven't considered. We really need to reopen A. The problem is that never happens. What happens is I want to talk about topic A again. Here's my proposal. And instead of going through and making sure that, you know, that the old arguments have been dealt with, that any new information has been brought up, it's kind of like this is zero memory on the part of the working group, that, you know, that this thing has never been discussed in the past and therefore it's fair game, when in point of fact that the two or three topics which got to this level which we call tar baby status, you know, are things which had literally been discussed for the last 4 years every 6 months, and every 6 months they go down in flames.
What's an example of one of those issues?
Well, the typical example is the argument as to whether row creation and, or more properly, row manipulation in SNMP is an artifact of protocol operation or MIB design. And that's a very complicated way of expressing the following concept. A lot of times you have management information of which there are multiple instances, so like multiple rows in the routing table, each row consists to a routing entry. One of the things you have to do in SNMP is have the ability to identify a particular row, and then perhaps you want to create a new routing entry, or you want to modify an existing one, or you want to delete it. Well, modifying things which are already existing is a fairly straightforward thing. So also with deleting them, the question comes about, how do you go about creating a new row, say in the routing table or something like this, and do it in such a way that you don't collide with other managers, which also might be controlling the router, and make sure that you have all the information in that entry in the routing table before the router starts to use it, because you may not be able to fit all of the information you need in one packet in just one transaction to make it happen. You may have to do a little negotiation over the creation. And so there's always been kind of this question, or at least this question comes up every 6 months, is, well, do you have a special protocol operation called create row, or when you design the routing table, do you define the semantics of how row creation occur? And, you know, you can argue it either way. The problem is that if you look at all of the conflicting requirements you have, you find out that the protocol solution simply will not work. There are just some cases it can't solve, whereas the solution by MIB design, or defining the semantics of the routing table, can meet all of those requirements, although, you know, at times it may be a little ugly or a little hairy, but at least you can solve the problem. And again, you know, in a lot of cases, you have to go for 100% solution. So, you know, this topic came up in November, and, you know, I just absolutely hit the roof, because, you know, this topic has literally been discussed on a six-month repeating schedule since 1988. And unfortunately, the people who put forth the proposal did not put forth a proposal that, like, had been entirely thought through, did not deal with the arguments which have been brought up in the past time and time again. And, you know, so basically it's kind of like, oh, well, here, we wrote this up, put it in the standard, and I'm sorry, wait, you know, did you realize there are all these problems, and like, you can't solve it using the approach you're using? Do you realize we've discussed all this stuff in the past? Why are you doing this now? And, you know, and so then there's this huge fight, and instead of handling it in the absolute most diplomatic way, sometime, you know, I regrettably just explain to people that their thinking isn't entirely as clear as it ought to be.
This is Geek of the Week, featuring interviews with prominent members of the technical community. Geek of the Week is brought to you by Sun Microsystems and by O'Reilly & Associates.